This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, do call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, and I'll see if I can help you with it. If nothing else, a different perspective sometimes is useful, that we sometimes can't get out of our own way, right? But expecting other people to change their behavior because we want them to is about as unrealistic as them expecting us to change our behavior because they want us to, right? It just doesn't work that way. You negotiate, and the way you negotiate is to figure out what you want and what they want and how you can, both of you, get more, perhaps not everything you want, but a lot of what you want. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be confrontational. It can be, conflict just means that the two of you are not on the same page, but it doesn't, that's what negotiation is all about. It's just, okay, well, what do you want, and what are you willing to give up for it, and what do I want, and what am I willing to give up for it? And actually, you can come up sometimes with better solutions than you would have just if you went your own way or they went their own way. And you really do need to be sort of challenged by it to be curious rather than furious. Anger really just doesn't serve in negotiations very well because it blinds you to the ability to see the other person's point of view. And when we feel like somebody's not listening to us, it's a sign of disrespect. It's a sign that we don't matter. And most of us don't respond very well to that. Okay, so we're talking about historical events. And as you can tell from the fact that I love talking about what happened in history and seeing the tides of men and women and sort of that certain dates seem to have certain resonance in history. As I mentioned, I saw 8 Days a Week, which is Ron Howard's look at the Beatles on their touring schedule, which it was grueling. When they came to America, they did 25 cities in 30 days. And this is a big country. It's, you know, just when you think you've seen everything about the Beatles, and he just really did a great job on this. It's a lot of fun to see. And somebody was saying to me, why do young girls scream? And I said, well, they screamed for Frank Sinatra, they scream for Elvis, they scream for the Beatles, they scream for Justin Bieber. I mean, it's a lot of emotion. And watching these kids scream makes you, I mean, it was a very emotional experience to watch it and watching the Beatles. And today is the day, as we mentioned before. And Paul McCartney does this great interview. They said that they go through the whole history about Liverpool and then being in Germany and they were just, you know, 17-year-olds who hung out. Two of them had lost their mothers. The two of them wrote songs, obviously, that George was always kind of the quiet one. And so then all of a sudden, this was the day that they switched drummers and Ringo came aboard. And Paul said, you know, we were 17-year-old kids and we were all just kind of playing. And all of a sudden, Ringo comes on and he said, John and I looked at each other and both of our eyes got wide and we thought, this is it. So for some reason that Ringo was the one who really catalyzed the Beatles, which is kind of interesting. I didn't really understand that because Ringo has always been kind of he's always been viewed as in some ways, I guess, the least talented. That John and Paul wrote like 300 songs between the two of them. That's a lot of songs. And they were at one point they compared them to, they said Mozart was really the only one that came close in that that in terms of being prolific, turning out a huge amount of songs, and this they did in a very short period of time, and almost all of them were good. And they talk about Schubert, who turned out like 1,000. They said about, you know, 300 of them were good or something. But they said it's just an enormous, that it's a legitimate comparison musically to compare Beatles to Mozart or Schubert in terms of total output and worth, that, you know, you can turn out a lot of junk, but they turned out in a very short period of time, turned out a huge output, with most of it being really good music that really has lasted. So, but it's a fun movie. Ron Howard, Ron Howard in general, I think, turns out kind of sweet movies. It does seem by by all the interviews that I've ever seen with him, is he seems to be a nice man. I've actually met Ringo, who's just, I mean, he's everything you want him to be. And the point about the documentary, which comes out sometime next month, and I'll tell you about it when it comes out, is that these were guys who were just really having fun, that they were cheeky and they were smart, and they never whined about the fans. There are times where they were literally, I mean, the news story yesterday was that yesterday was the anniversary of Shea Stadium, and they said 60,000 showed up for the concert. The documentary says 56,500, so or maybe that's what Shea holds, but there were probably another 3,500 standing room and press. But they said that it was really as much a safety decision, because when they would have in a small nightclub or something, or, you know, 1,000 people, that there would be 5,000 people around the block waiting to get in, and the crowd control just became impossible. And when they're on the tour of the United States, they kept saying to the cops, look, you know, you don't understand crowd control. They said, oh, no, we do. And then they said it was unprecedented. So this was, and this was the day that the magic really coalesced, apparently, that Ringo came aboard. So, all right, so that's a historical event, perhaps not up with signing the Magna Carta, but so Blake, do you have a historical event that absolutely fascinates you?
I wouldn't say, well, the only one that comes to mind right now, and primarily because I went to the site, just the whole the 1800s time period, but like the Custer's Last Stand, for example.
Mm, yeah.
I really love that type of history, and you know, when we walked the trail and they had the signposts that said here this part happened, here they took a stop here and had like a firefight in this location, and then you go to the top of the hill and you see the wall of the Native Americans who from different tribes who formed together to help each other out with the battle, and you see where Custer fell, and you know, that whole thing was just very interesting to me.
Have you ever been to Gettysburg?
I have not yet.
You're going to love Gettysburg. It's because it's very similar. It's a very, very discreet area. It's surprisingly small, and the bullet holes are still in some of the buildings. And they reenact, they show you, and they have they've redone it since the last time I was there. They redid it because I think it's the 150th anniversary. And they've redone this, you go and sit in this like arena, and down on the floor are the lights that show the battles and how they changed overnight, and how if they charged, then they would have won the war. And it's absolutely fascinating, and it's haunted. I mean, you can really feel, and I'm sure you felt the same way, or presumably felt the same way, with you know, the battle of Little Bighorn. When there's a lot of emotion, a lot of people die at a place, I swear to you that they leave something behind that we sort of respond to on some unconscious level that's kind of do-do-do-do-do-do.
Right? Well, I think the big thing, too, is that the fact that, you know, kind of like you said, it's discreet, and it's there's a lot of tourist attractions where, you know, they're flooded and you kind of, it muddies the experience a little bit, but because it's kind of like you and your group by yourself. And
yeah.
And I think that's what really did it.
I can remember the first time I was in Moscow and going from the airport to Moscow and having that huge marker that's 6 kilometers from the city. It's about, about 4 or 5 miles outside of the city. And just realizing how very close that they came. And people were eating were eating their shoes. It was just, there's something, because for me, history seems really dry until you're there, and then you realize there was another human being who essentially had the same DNA that you have and was there and was going through this. And when they talk about reloading the muskets and keeping your powder dry, and I mean, it's just an extraordinary kind of emotion, I think, to understand that long line, which is what history is. It's how we connect not only to who we are now, but who we will become and how other people connect to us. Right, we're talking about historical events, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets.
IDStronghold.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking about historical events that fascinate you. And as I said, I mean, there's all of it fascinates me. I mean, I love Russian history. I love European history. Being in Israel and realizing that I was walking on the same cobblestones that Jesus had walked, I mean, it was an extraordinary event. I mean, and it's one of the reasons to travel, as far as I'm concerned. It's one of the reasons to study history. We were talking about the fact that Washington was faced with the best and the largest professional army in the world, and that a lot of his strategy was sniping and then disappearing into the fields or the forest or behind stone walls, because an army-to-army confrontation, he was outmanned, he was outgunned, he was always going to lose. And to figure out strategy and knowing the land, and why we haven't sort of learned that and carried that forward into things like Afghanistan and Vietnam. And I mean, that history really teaches us all sorts of lessons if we're willing to pay attention to it. Okay, so let's hear what other people are, what historical events. As you hear, I'm fascinated by history in general. I mean, I just, and reading this book about the strategy and where you're moving your troops and the personalities involved, and it's just absolutely fascinating. All right, so let's hear what other people have said about historical events.
Let's start with Donna. Donna says the Civil War, primarily because brother versus brother.
Well, and we were both sides, and we lost more people in the Civil War than every other war put together, for the obvious reason we were both sides. And it turns out that more people actually died from disease than were killed on battlefields, because people weren't very good shots, and they couldn't, they didn't have great distance. And I think it was better during the Civil War than it was during the Revolutionary War, but you had to reload, and it took a while to reload. So there was a lot of, when you got close, this hand-to-hand fighting with bayonets, which is horrible to think about. But people weren't very good shots, but you would die from infection.
Mm-hmm.
So not a nice way to die. Keep going.
Mary,
I agree.
Mary says, building of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Good point. And again, that's one of those ones that reading about it, partially because I lived in San Francisco at one point, and then living in New York after that, and realizing that the George Washington Bridge would have been the largest span, except for the GW, or for the Golden Gate, which just completely sterled all its thunder. And also realizing that those bridges were built, I think most of them were built in the 30s, I think. And that the Verrazano Bridge, which I thought was the same because it's a span, was completed in 1968. Interesting stuff. That whole thing about bridges is really, and you guys have that the bridge that collapsed.
Oh, yeah, the 35W.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, I remember seeing that on the news. Yeah, that was not a good day.
No. Bridges are, and things, bridges and tunnels are hard things to build. I mean, it's amazing that human beings can build them. Especially, you know, they're technological wonders to a very large extent, and quite often beautiful. But do take a toll. Literally. That was not even a pun.
Yeah, that disaster was, like, and I remember that just caused a big, safety check nationwide, essentially, and all bridges, all of the bridges in Minnesota were basically refitted or reconstructed.
Well, and they're still working on the infrastructure.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
You
guys are interesting about what, you know, it's always fascinating to me what fascinates us, right?
Yeah.
What interests us.
W.D. Purcell says, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
It was amazing, wasn't it? There are still people who think that was a fraud. Did you know that?
Yeah. I've met a couple people who still
believe it. You know people who actually believe it?
Yeah. That's just...
Wow, you know weird people.
Yeah, I do.
Why would we do that? I supposed to get funding?
At least their reasoning was something to do with economic battling
always
between
money.
Us and Russia.
Always the money,
between us
isn't
and
it?
Russia. No,
we jimmied it up.
That's their claim. I just say that's ridiculous, but because I'm like, there's really not a huge benefit from going through that huge of a facade.
Well, and the thing about conspiracy theories is, you know, the joke is that three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. So anything that depends on conspiracy requires people to keep their mouths shut. And by and large, people don't. They blab. they blab to their spouse, or they get drunk, or they blab to their priest, or they feel remorse. I mean, it's just, that isn't how human beings behave. It's that keeping secrets is not one of the things that we do very well.
Well,
hence, confession and therapy.
And the big thing I always find with a lot of that stuff, it's like, it turns out the biggest evidence behind a lot of the conspiracy theories is the lack thereof. And that seems to be the common thing for a lot of those weird things.
Yeah, proving the negative.
Right.
Yeah, good luck. We are living in increasingly paranoid times. And you know, talking about yesterday, we were talking about the movies and what they teach us. And basically, movies these days are teaching us not to trust anybody, especially our government or each other. I mean, it's kind of like the pod people, except the pod people are now defined as politicians. We should, instead of calling them the pod people, we call them the poll people. I just made that up. All right, keep going.
Barbara says, Lewis and Clark's journey discovering the Pacific Ocean and Columbus's journey to North America from Europe. And Neil Armstrong on the moon, because they were the first to venture out and discover new worlds.
I absolutely agree with you. The mentality it takes to get in those little tiny whatevers, whether it's a canoe or a ship, and sail. I mean, we think about the Queen Mary, right, and crossing the Atlantic in 7 days, and you get dressed up for dinner, and they have two seatings. That isn't what it was. It took months, they didn't have radar, and they were dependent on wind. They were sails, and that it was turbulent, and there wasn't enough food, and there wasn't refrigeration. Yeah! And, I mean, it was terrible. And if you've ever been to the Mayflower, I mean, Plymouth Rock, which has been kept getting moved, but, I mean, it's this little tiny place. I mean, I'm just over 5'8". You can't stand up! I mean, and people, granted, were a little bit smaller. But, I mean, and people being on deck because there were people throwing up and getting scurvy. And, I mean, it was terrible. And to be willing to do that. And, again, you had to avoid the dragons and falling off the edge of the earth. Okay, that was a joke, sort of. But that, they believed that. I mean, if you look at the maps. Not to mention, sweet old Columbus was going to India.
Right, yeah. And
whoops. Whoops. He was a typical man. He wouldn't ask directions. Who was he going to ask? The dragons. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to silveratmarket.com for this limited time offer. That's silveratmarket.com. Silveratmarket.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're looking at what periods or what historical events fascinate you. And you guys have a huge perspective. I mean, we're talking everything from Columbus to stepping on the moon and everything in between, civil wars. I would have loved to have been in Greece, in really ancient history. One of my bucket list places is to go to Minos and Crete. And I've been to Greek, but I haven't been to Greece, but not to the Greek Isles. But it just fascinates me to sort of see the relationships of who we were. And it's very easy to think of historical figures as different than we were, but I don't think they were.
No, I don't. Yeah, I agree with that statement.
All right, let's see what else we got.
Stephanie says, the Wright brothers and their quest to prove that flight was indeed possible. I'm currently reading a biography about them.
Yep, and again, getting up in that plane the first time.
Yeah.
And hearing, like, today in history, where you've got, you've got a race between California and Hawaii where only two of the eight planes make it, and the rest of them either crash or disappear. And then you've got somebody jumping out at 102,000 feet above the ground of jumping out and free-falling. I mean, people, in my dreams I can fly. You know, I can't do it in life yet. But although I've been in hot air balloons, and I've been parasailing. So I get as close, and I'm dying to try this thing which I've seen people do, which is a lawnmower motor, something on your back that inflates your parachute.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know how much they weigh. That would be part of it. Because I've only seen men do it, which doesn't mean that it weighs a lot. It just may be there's the macho factor. But I think that would be great.
Oh, yeah.
And people who go on surfboards with parachutes, and so when they hit, they go flying. And that seems kind of cool, too.
I don't know if this is new, but have you seen the ones where, I saw it on Facebook recently, a guy basically skydiving, but no parachute, and you rely on a safety net to catch you?
No! Where was he doing that?
I'll have to find. I'll post it on the page
okay.
when I find it. But it's
so you just jump and hope that the net holds you.
He jumped and you have to be incredibly precise and land because it's physics. So he relies on the give of the net and he has to land in the right spot.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You couldn't pay me enough.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one. That requires. I've spent a large part of my life trying to do things that I could, if something went wrong, I could either think my way out of it or talk my way out of it. Things like jumping into a net, somebody sort of is answering their cell phone or texting, you die. No, I don't know. That one seems a little iffy. All right, keep going.
All right, let's see here. Jump.
And we know that no one is ever distracted by their cell phone or texting.
Oh, yeah, not at all. John says, Moses' reaction to the golden calf.
Very angry, yeah. Not a happy camper. There's the movie, what's the name of it? It's on Broadway now. It was Jim Parsons playing God. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's God is in the title. But his whole notion is that there were actually... I think it's Mel Brooks who says there were 15 commandments.
Oh,
and dropped them.
History of the World Part 2 or Part 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great movie.
And so Moses says, I give you the 15, clunk, and then he says,
oh, yeah.
10 commandments, yeah. But then it's called an act of God. And he comes out, they say it's a one man show, but it isn't because there are two angels in it. And he says, all right, we're redoing the list. You know, we're updating the list of 10 commandments. And my favorite thing that I remember most in it is, I'm God. You don't need to fight my wars for me. I can fight them for myself. I created the world. I parted the Red Sea. I created the flood. If I want to fight somebody, I can fight my own. Don't fight my battles for me anymore. That was brilliant. There was something to offend everybody in it.
Oh,
I just loved it. John Hayes is now playing God. And I think the Jim Parsons is probably the only person, just because he's got such a sweet face, that you'll put up with a lot from him that that we wouldn't necessarily put up
right.
from Robert De Niro or something. All right, keep going.
The last one here is from Jen, and Jen says 9/11.
Yeah. I mean, that's... fascination is... it's why I went down there, is I sort of felt that it was the quintessential event of our lifetime, and if I was ever going to be able to help people with it, then I needed to know what it was. And it's a decision that I've never regretted, although I do have the cough from it, and I do still have the nightmares from it. But I agree. I think it was certainly one of the events of our life, and I felt like I had the ultimate backstage pass to a concert nobody ever wanted to happen or ever wanted to go to. And it's interesting, I now live not very far from there, which I suppose is classic desensitization.
Right.
And of course it doesn't look like that anymore. The new Freedom Tower is really beautiful, and the transportation hub, which is essentially adjoining it is just one of the most extraordinary pieces of architecture you've ever seen. It looks like a bird in flight. I think it's just amazing. I think it's really quite wonderful. All right, so historical events. I thought what we would also do is, well, I'll tell you what, let's do a program director question here. And then we'll finish up, because I also thought we'd probably talk about, since we've been talking about airplanes and technology, that we'd maybe take a look at positive experiences with technology, because we're always complaining about it. But can we do a program director question here?
Yeah, I don't see why not. Okay. Let's take a look here. Let's do Darren. Darren says, does the brain know the difference between giving to get something back compared to giving with no expectations or reciprocation? Does research support any greater psychological benefits or health benefits from giving with no expectations? Example, expressing sacrificial love, contributing to a greater cause than self, etc.
Well, you're talking about the brain as opposed to the mind. And, of course, the mind is a theoretical construct. It doesn't really exist. There's no place you can point to and say, well, that's my mind. People talk about losing their mind, but there's really no such thing as a mind per se. So what we're talking about is, do different areas of the brain activate when you're talking about altruism versus negotiation or bargaining behavior or contract, let's say. And I don't know that the studies have ever been done. There's certainly the sense that it's true, that it is different when we do something that benefits us as opposed to something that is altruistic. And we assume that different areas would light up. But you're talking about the emotional content of behavior and the feedback loop in the brain. And it's not terribly well established, interestingly enough, because how do you assess it? And I suppose what you do is you hook people up with electrodes, and then you have them do it. But I suppose I can Google it. But to my knowledge, there hasn't really been that research done, just because the sophistication of measuring it just doesn't exist exactly at this moment. We know about memory, and we know that we've identified, I think at this point, either 6 or 7 specific different kinds of memory. But you have to remember, jokingly, that humans have been fascinated by memory for a very long period of time, right? And it's only been in the last, like, 30 or 40 years that we've even been able to figure out which parts of the brain had to do with memory, and then differentiate different kinds of memory in different parts of the brain. And memory is relatively easy to assess, in that you can give people a test and see, you know, long-term memory, short-term memory, and what lights up. But interestingly enough, most of the research on memory has come from stroke, from some assault to the brain, and people forget something, and we know what brain suffered injury. And so we know which part was responsible for that, because that part doesn't exist anymore. We also have made some kind of progress in understanding repatterning brain, because the notion is that brain, once you've gotten past infancy, that the structure is relatively intact. You can add more stuff, but you can't really reprogram. And that turns out to not be the case as much either. And this whole issue about, which we talked about yesterday, about cornea, which is essentially, eyes are essentially brain tissue, and the idea of being able to regrow corneal tissue. So it's a very interesting question, and to my knowledge, that information doesn't exist. But I'll see if I can do a quick Google search, which you probably did as well. But I don't think it exists yet, but it will at some point. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. say cheese.
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend. Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, in response to Darren's question about the brain and altruism versus self-interest. I remember we did a story, I think came out 3 or 4 months ago, about that the human brain might be wired for altruism because we are societal creatures. And so what they were talking about, which has always been the amygdala is the part of the brain that seems to have to do with emotion and imitating others. And then we've got the somatosensory cortex and the anterior insula, both of which are in the prefrontal cortex. I know this is getting a little bit technical, but which has to do with regulating behavior and controlling impulses. So what they played was economists, they're given a certain amount of money to either keep for themselves or share with a stranger. In the study, the participants were given $10 per round for 24 rounds, and the recipients were actual residents whose names were changed. Okay. After each participant had completed the game, researchers compared their payouts with brain scan. Participants with the most activity in the prefrontal cortex proved to be the stingiest, giving away an average of only $1 to $3 per round. So prefrontal is the somatosensory cortex, the anterior insula. That's the front part of your brain. One third of the participants who had the strongest response in the area of the brain associated with perceiving pain and emotion and imitating others, which is the amygdala, are the most generous. Subjects in that group gave away 75% of their bounty. They referred to this as the prosocial resonance. They didn't probably need quite so many syllables. Or mirroring impulse, and they believe the impulse to be a primary driving force behind altruism. So in answer to your question, read the question again, because I think it was a little different than what the response was. But read me the question again, can you?
To summarize it, it says, does the brain know the difference between giving to get something back compared to giving with no expectations?
All right, here's what confuses me a little bit. Does the brain know the difference? The brain doesn't really... We interpret brain rather than brain interpreting us, okay? Which sounds... Because brain is just neurochemical impulses, electrical impulses. But we're talking about kind of an esoteric idea. The idea is that different parts of our brain are associated with different kinds of behavior. Now, exactly how the feedback loop works, probably not as clear as we'd like it to be. So the idea is, what activates that? What is the activating factor, right? Because the interpretation, how does the brain interpret? Is that essentially the brain, interpretation is a higher cortical function, right? It sort of puts everything together. I'm just trying to think exactly, the way the question is asked, it's a little harder to answer than what this research is less sophisticated in the question. And again, what they're saying is if you knock out certain areas of the brain, your ability to feel empathy, for example, doesn't work. We know that in certain, for example, in autism, that the ability to empathize doesn't seem to exist, and it seems to affect different parts of the brain. Now, how saying that the brain is interpreting this, a little complicated. I mean, how do we take this gray matter, this stuff that, you know, looks like kind of lumpy oatmeal, and how does it interpret stuff? And the question is, where does the interpretation occur? I think that's really what you're asking. We do know that different parts of the brain are activated by different kinds of behavior. Altruism versus selfishness. Okay? Selfishness may not be the perfect word, but self-interest, all right? Altruism versus self-interest. Although you could argue that altruism is a different kind of self-interest. But for purposes of this discussion, different parts of the brain are activated. The question is, does the behavior activate that part of the brain, or does the brain activate that kind of behavior? You can see, when you're talking about brain, chicken and egg become almost indistinguishable. And again, the way that we know about most of this stuff is through traumatic injuries. What we're trying to do is figure out how to map it, and then how the interpretation occurs, and how it also, if you think about it, gives rise to how two people can look at exactly the same phenomenon and see it completely differently. Now, is that brain function? If we switch their brains, would they still hold to the same philosophy, or is there an interpretive factor, and where does the interpretive factor come? Is it education, and how does that affect the brain? Is it socialization, and how does that affect the brain? You can tell, as I said, when I was in medical school, everybody said we were just at the threshold of understanding brain function. We weren't, and we're still not. It's so complicated, and people who think that the brain, that you can use the metaphor of a computer, don't understand either computing or brains. The question, Werner Herzog has done this documentary, which is sort of interesting, but he's sort of irritating. I mean, because he injects himself into the science. So, and he leads the witnesses, but still, it's fascinating. And what he said, one of the questions is, do computers dream? What exactly does that mean? And it would require that computers have an awareness of themselves. Do they? Is that what artificial intelligence is about? We know that intelligence is about that, that human beings can contemplate themselves. But is that just a human function? Does artificial intelligence have that? Where does it come from? How would we make it? How would we understand it? Where would it be placed? So you're asking really cool questions to which a lot of people are trying to figure out the answers, because they're really as old as human history in some ways. We used to view dreams as possessions. There was something outside of ourselves that came into ourselves at night and sort of had this information. We now know that that's most likely not true. But where does that come from? How do we have a separate, where does awareness come from? What is consciousness? Interesting stuff. All right, so stay tuned, not only to this program, but to this life and to this world and to this science, because there are questions that people have asked since we've been aware of ourselves as human beings, as social creatures, as individuals, and or as a group, and we're just beginning to have the tools to answer it. And, you know, how do we give, do computers learn? And we know from, for example, the cars, the self-driving cars, that computers can learn. Now, how do they learn? Is it learning in the way that human beings look at it, or is it just going through a huge amount of data and figuring out efficiency? Is efficiency the same as interpretation? All sorts of cool things to ask, right? 855. I'm glad you asked them. Sooner or later we'll have answers, just not, we're chipping away at it, all right? But we don't have the whole picture yet. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? ProtoVite can. ProtoVite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, ProtoVite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.